Our economy has not been destroyed. We're still one of the biggest economies in the world.
What is the economy here? What's it based on?
What do you mean?
Like what's the British economy? I look at the economy of, I don't know, Wales in 1900, and it's like, it's coal. They mine, they dig coal, people burn it. That's what their economy is. Look at the economy of Sheffield or Birmingham 100 years ago. Well, of course, it was steelmaking. What's the economy?
There's still a lot of manufacturing in the UK. A lot of
But as a percentage, your economy...
Well, percentage of manufacturing could be a lot less.
A lot less? It's almost non-existent.
Yeah.
Right, so...
But we still have one of the biggest economies in the world. Now...
But what is that economy based on?
A lot of things.
Okay, what's the main one?
Well, the city. There's a lot of manufacturing.
That's the main one?
Well, there's a lot of technology stuff going on. There's a lot of scientific stuff going on. There's a lot of all sorts of industries.
You haven't mentioned the biggest one by far.
Well, go on.
Was lending money to people. It's banking.
Banking, yeah. Okay.
That's number one. We're in the City of London right now.
Sure.
How many things are being made in the City of London other than debt?
It's one of the financial hubs of the world. We're right in the city here.
I know we're sitting in the City of London right now, run by City Khan.
Right. But again, it's not as bad as people think it is.
But hold on. Is that really an economy? If your economy is real estate, that's London's other big economic center, is buying and selling and leasing pieces of property again and again to different people. Nothing's being created.
But that's not true. That's not true. We are creating things here. A lot of things.
Like what?
There's a lot of money.
Baratta. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of... Of course, there's a lot of money because people from around the world stash their money here because... It's a system based on fairness.
There's a lot of manufacturing, not as much as there was 80 years ago.
How much is in London, man, your biggest city, the dominant city?
I don't know the percentages, so we have to check.
Pretty much, unless you're talking about, like, burritos being manufactured or whatever, I don't think there's really any.
The bigger problem for us is not what economy we're doing. It's how we manage the economy.
So it doesn't matter where the money comes from?
No, it does. But successive governments have dragged us to a place where we have almost zero growth. Without growth, you can't have a successful, thriving country.
That's not true. Have you been to Japan? It's like the most successful, thriving country in the world. It has had no growth for a long time. Not real growth. And we've gotten these lectures from the bankers for like 30 years. Japan is dying. You ever go to Japan? There are four-year-old girls in the subway alone. There's not one speck of litter in all of Tokyo, and it's one of the biggest cities in the world, 12 million. It's an incredible society. It's the opposite of New York, London, Baltimore, Detroit. It's incredible. I know you've been there, and I know you've had these naughty, forbidden thoughts like, wait a second, I thought we dropped a bomb on them. How are they so great?
No. I like going to Tokyo. But
no growth. How'd they do that with no growth? No. I was assured by libertarian economics if we had no growth, things would be bad. Look at this.
I like going to Japan, but I wouldn't swap it for London.
Right. Fair. You're English. That's kind of the point. Right. This is your homeland.
I genuinely do love London.
No, I bet you do.
When I lived in America full time, I really missed a lot of the
I hope so. This is where your ancestors are from. I get it. Yeah. That's the whole point. That's the whole argument I'm making. It matters where you're from. The culture really matters. It's not about growth. It's not about any of this crap. It's about, am I on the same page with my neighbor? Do we have something in common? Do we have the same gut instincts about things? Those are the most important questions there are.
But economic prosperity raises all the ships.
Has that been true
here?
Well,
it should be true.
Is there more poverty in London now than there was 40 years ago?
There's more child poverty.
Yes, I know.
In fact, the child poverty rate is worse here than it is in America.
A lot worse.
The general poverty rate.
So how is this so great, even though they have Baratta?
The general poverty rate is actually lower than it is in America, but child poverty specifically is still worse.
Is there anything that matters other than child poverty?
Probably not.
Not really. So,
I agree.
Look, I'm not slagging on. I love your country. I really thought a lot about this since I was so mean during that conversation. I was just wounded because I feel like the destruction of Britain has effects on our entire Anglo civilization.
Did you actually look out and say a destroyed country?
No, this is beautiful. I mean, this is, this is the rich part of town.
I could take you to Manchester, Birmingham, Glasgow, Cardiff. I could take you to.
How are they doing?
They're all doing great. Much better than you think. Honestly, Tucker, you'll walk
That's
around,
crazy.
You'll see.
That is crazy. What Tucker Carlson needs to do is get Piers Morgan in a costume, put him in a disguise, and go walk around the streets of Britain. Piers Morgan is ferried from one place to the next with a personal driver and a private jet. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. Here's what's actually happening in the UK. You ready for this one? You're not. I'm telling you right now, you're not. I've just tried to go to M&S on Chaplin High Street. It's flanked by police who inform me all the shops on High Street are closed as they are being looted by teenagers. Lawful citizens can't shop, private businesses closed, youth still wrecking havoc. I'm sorry, mate, can't go down that road. The youth are looting. The youth are looting right now. We police are guarding them while they do.